D-Mace Finnegan and Donick 102.5 The Game, broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Finnegan here with you. Pleased to be joined, as we are every Wednesday at 5 o'clock, by Jonathan Hutton from Hot Mike with Hutton and Withrow on OutKick. Hello, Hutton. How are you?
I'm great, guys. Good to be back with you. And what a great lead for me to be able to lead into Silly Underdog Picks. It's quite something.
Yes, we are glad.
This is a coveted spot.
We are glad to have you. Now, Hutton, I will admit, I had sort of forgotten about the whole Bill Belichick, Jordan Hudson thing for a while.
Yeah.
Until I saw a headline today that the two of them have applied to trademark the term gold digger to use on jewelry and keychains, among other trademarks. And
right.
Now,
the two of them or one of them? I have a feeling one of them is a part of that.
Well, I am just reading off of Sportico, and it says Bill Belichick and his girlfriend Jordan Hudson have applied to trademark the term gold digger to use on jewelry and keychains. Now, as you know, I am incredibly biased, but I hope that Bill Belichick at North Carolina is a complete and total disaster. My question for you is, do you think UNC will be a story all college football season long, or do you anticipate the novelty wearing off over time?
This is going to be a story all season long. Now, I think there will be some roller coaster rides with this season, because they are on, I believe, 8 different times already right now on ESPN.
Ugh.
So yeah, that's why it's going to be spread out all season long. Bill Belichick's going to be on your screen the way Deion was his first year. And, you know, Deion was all over it. They had success early, and they ended up with a 4-win season. But that season is defined by their September. And, well, we get to see early on. I mean, Monday night marquee, they stand alone against TCU. I'm intrigued to see how this goes, because at no point have I thought about UNC football. I've thought about UNC's coach. And that's very unusual for a Bill Belichick coach team.
I want to ask you a college football television question. Fox made news over the summer by adding Dave Portnoy to Big Noon Kickoff. There has been a story over the past few days. It was first reported that Ohio State banned Portnoy, a noted Michigan fan, from going on the field at Ohio Stadium when Ohio State faces Texas this weekend. Then I believe it was Ohio State's AD who said, that's not true. Fox said only the people who are on the desk are going on the field, and Portnoy is not on the desk. It's a whole thing. But really, the goal of Fox is to try to siphon viewers away from college game day.
No doubt.
They are hoping that Portnoy can be their version of Pat McAfee. Do you think that Fox can make any sort of dent in college game day's viewership this season?
Well, I think that they've already made themselves relevant with that show. You don't hire Dave Portnoy and bring on Barstool to have them go do man on the street interviews outside the stadium every game day. And for Ross Bjork, AD at Ohio State, he knows this. I mean, he's been at A&M. Come on, like to think that only those on the desk are going to be on the sideline for a broadcast where, I mean, I've been on the road with Fox for Big Noon Kickoff. This is not some like 50 slappies going on the road in a bus, and they just like pull up to the stadium and go do an online show. That's what Chad and I would do. But like that's not what happens here. Like, the expectation would be, we're going to put him on the desk. I mean, why wouldn't you have him on the desk for a segment? This isn't something where you plan on just making a blanket statement and saying, you know, we're only using him this way. No, I don't think they would be that close-minded to it. And you've heard various reports on this, mine would be leaning towards the Michigan fan can't get inside the horseshoe, which, I mean, doesn't surprise me, given the way that rivalry goes and the things that have been said.
Now, Hutt, turning to the Tennessee Titans, they've had their trouble at offensive line, and we've
chronicled
it for the last, you know, 3 seasons. But it seems like this year, it seems like they're getting their act together. They went out. We all know who they signed. They're switching positions of J.C. Latham and put him back to his original position. Cushenberry, they hope, can come back fully healthy, hopefully by the start of the season. But are you surprised, given all of that, that they released Corey Levin? Because of anybody that has been cut on his team, that was the biggest surprise to me.
That's the only surprise right now for me. Mm-hmm. By the way, did they re-sign him to the practice squad?
Not that I know of.
Okay, that could be their plan.
Not right now. Yeah, as of now, no.
Exactly.
I don't know.
There could be. Okay. There could be a waiting game because he's a free agent, right? He might be testing the market. Is that fair to say?
Yes. But look, right now, your backup center is either the undrafted offensive lineman who he's played five total snaps of center in college, or who am I leaving out here? Or there's a swing guy who has played every position. But I mean, it's Cushenberry. You mentioned, you know, hopefully Cushenberry's ready to go. I mean, this is a sign that he better be, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I like Corey Levin to me was one of the bright spots of camp. I mean, of the offseason, he took those reps with Ward. He was the guy if Cushenberry wasn't back. And we didn't know that for sure until what, 3 weeks ago? It feels like forever ago. But this, you know, the final roster thing, like, whenever I saw his name, that was the only surprise, just given the fact of the importance of what he represented all offseason. And to go on and the youth movement, I understand hoarding offensive linemen. Mm-hmm. I do. Like, keeping the initial 11, like, it's hard to find good offensive linemen in the NFL. We all know that. We lived through last year. But the center position and knowing what Cushenberry means – what Levin means to the backup spot, and just the, you know, if the dam breaks, you've got somebody that has spent time the entire offseason with the other starting four. That was a head scratcher, unless you're bringing him back on the practice squad. But again,
but
like,
why would you take a chance that you would lose him?
Willie, the only thing I'm with you, man. The only thing I can come up with is like you have some agreement with him.
Yeah.
That you're bringing him back because you can pay as much as you want to a player on the practice squad now, on those veteran spots.
Right.
But the veteran
thing might come in there is the only thing I fear, but he's $1.5 million.
I know.
That can't be breaking your bank. You don't know. Are you that worried about whether his $1.5 million is guaranteed or not? I just
know.
If they lose him and all of a sudden Cushenberry re-injures or something, nightmares like that, we were hearing that, like you said, they've been singing his praises for so long.
Yeah, he's been fine. I mean, and again, like, we haven't seen any issues with him and the rookie quarterback. So I don't know, like, that to me would be glaring if there were problems there. There haven't been, and I always say, like, right out of the chute with all the roster cuts, like, give it time. We got to see the final roster. But this one just feels different. Like, it's hard for me to see the plan whenever, you know, you've got a guy that's been working every single day with your starting quarterback, and your veteran who's better and needs to be ready to go is coming off an Achilles injury that is, you know, it you just don't know. So, again, I'll go back to what you guys are reiterating. It's a head scratcher, and it's really the only big surprise for me on a roster right now that lacks depth, and that's where they had some, and I don't see it right now in what they've done.
Jonathan Hutton is with us, Hot Mike with Hutton and Withrow. So, Hut, here we go. Here's our three Titans questions from training camp. Just a quick zinger. Okay. You just give me an over or under on these three so far.
Okay.
Over or under 42.5 sacks allowed by the offensive line, which would be a marked improvement and about league average.
I would go over on that because of the rookie quarterback. You're going to take your sacks. There are going to be mistakes. And this offensive line is going to have injuries. Give me the over.
Okay. Calvin Ridley, over or under 1,100 yards receiving?
Ooh, I think that's right. I think you're right on the number. Man, if you just said 1,000, I'm going over. You know what? I'm going to take the over on this. I think it's less than 1,200, more than 1,100, Willie. I think you're right around the number because I think Cam Ward trusts his wideout, and I think Ridley's pretty durable. I think he's going to be on the field.
Okay, and the last one for the Titans is Cam Ward over or under 13.5 games played?
Games played, not games started. No, I know where you're going here. It'll be all games started. Let's see.
Yeah.
I'm going under.
Oh.
I'm taking the under.
Ah. Hutton,
You and I agree.
Not only did I go over.
Mason Adam, not.
I said he's going to play all 17.
Oh, my good. Wow. This journeyman. Let me touch the cloak of Cam Ward. No longer Sean McVay. It's now Cam Ward we all need to touch.
Mm-hmm.
No, I just, the trend is you're going to play your backups. And again, this is not like an, Dennis Kelly's not the rotational tackle on this offensive line. So with all that, and I expect Cam Ward to take some hits. It's not like he's played a ton of snaps in the preseason. He's played about average to what we've seen from the top picks in recent years. But again, like those hits, those bumps in the road are going to come, and he's going to miss a start or two. That's just what starters across the league do. I'll take the under, but I think the number's pretty good. Had it been, you know, I think you get a lot more under taking the under if it's 14.5 instead of 13.5.
All right, last one for you. Texas, Ohio State. What are we going to see? What do you think?
I'm taking Texas. Texas and Withrow pinned this months ago, and I the more and more I look at their roster, the more and more it feels like they are the Ohio State of this season, talent-wise. I mean, they've paid for it, but again, like look at their defense. they're elite defense. They're fast where they need to be fast. They're long and they can stop the run. I'm looking more than just Arch Manning. And then I know it's been two starts, but the last name on his jersey is Manning. It's hard to see a Manning fail in any prediction that you make. Yeah, I think Texas is going to go on the road and win. And there are a lot of question marks about Ohio State. That's also factor into my prediction. New quarterback, new play callers, plural. And there's a lot of hype around Ohio State winning the national title. Now that pressure is on Texas, I think they'll handle it well in week one.
Hutton, quickly, before we let you go, since Silly Underdog Picks is next, just for fun, what's your Silly Underdog pick for this week?
Oh, my goodness. Give me – is Auburn favored or are they not?
Let me see.
Auburn is favored by 2.5 at Baylor.
All right, here's what I don't want to take anybody – like, okay.
No, you can go ahead.
Give me Baylor then at home on Friday night against Auburn.
Okay.
But, Hugh Freeze is talking about – he won't even acknowledge who he's starting at quarterback, and he's talking about using different play callers for different downs and distances. That's terrible. that's an underdog pick. I'm surprised they're favored after those comments.
Jonathan Hutton from Hot Mike with Hutton and Withrow on Outkick has been our guest on D-Maze, Fingen, and Donick. He joins us every Wednesday at 5 o'clock. Hutton, great stuff as always, my friend. We'll catch up next week.
All right, guys. I'll be listening. Thank you.
Yep.
Jonathan Hutton on the program. Always a pleasure to talk to Hutton. 615-737-1025. All right, everybody. It is time. The start of season 31. The Shane Battier anniversary. Thank you, David James.
Oh, my goodness.
The Shane Battier anniversary. Of Silly Underdog Picks is coming up next. We'll welcome in Chris Sanders. We'll reveal our mystery contestant. And you need to be listening as well for the cue to call for the People's Pick. 615-737-1025. Silly Underdog Picks is next. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Fingen, 1025 The Game.